We're back to the Neil Haley Show here on the Caregiver Dave Celebrity segment. I'm excited to welcome to the show, Caregiver Dave and Sandy. Dave, how are you?
Hey, how you doing? Good, good.
I know you're excited about our guest because you're a huge American Idol fan, right?
I'm a huge American Idol fan, yes.
Awesome. So introduce our guest.
Well, let me introduce her. Casey Bishop, for those of you who've been watching, she's no stranger to you. She was almost in the top three, and I don't know what happened. But Casey, welcome to the show.
Oh, hi. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you. Yeah. And we're going to talk about really an exciting time where you're going to be performing with your hometown crowd for such a great charity. We're going to talk about that later. But I kind of want to start out, Casey. Did you always want to be a singer? Was that something growing up you wanted to do, be a performer?
Yeah, honestly, I think so. Because I was always singing from when I was really little. And then, you know, I started feeling really inspired by like Stevie Nicks and Heart, like Ann Wilson.
Oh, yeah.
And that started happening in like middle school. And that's when I really started taking it seriously. So, yeah.
Yeah. How did you feel when your single soared to the top of the iTunes country chart?
Yeah, that's crazy. I never expected that. Like my first single. And it all happened really quickly too. It was, that was pretty cool.
Now, yeah. How did this whole thing happen with American Idol? What was your thought process in the auditioning and stuff like that?
Well, the audition, so I had to audition for producers before the judges. And I was really setting my expectations low because I had already been told no, like three other times by other shows. And yeah, I got told yes, and then I got sent through to the judges, and I really could not believe it. It was really, really surreal to me.
So this is an experience that can really enhance your personal development. I'm sure you've seen growth in yourself as a person and your personality. Tell us how you've grown other than your voice in this whole experience.
I think I've really grown as a person, honestly, and like my personality and my social skills, because Idol, you know, there was a lot of people, and that whole show, we just became like family, and there was absolutely no competitiveness at all whatsoever. And yeah, just super tight bond with every one of the contestants because of the show.
And that's the important part of the whole thing. And what was your greatest experience being on Idol?
Yeah, really just honestly feeling like noticing that I was growing vocally, and my nerves weren't getting to me as much. And the friends that I made on that show, that was one of my favorite parts.
It's always, you know, as a viewer, I'm sorry, Neil. As a viewer, we always wonder what's going on behind the scenes, because we see breakdowns. We see people who are not emotionally stable enough to rise to the occasion, to take the pressure. They crush under pressure. What are some of the things you've seen, and were they real or were they staged? I mean, we never know what's staged on the show.
Right. Well, I can say for myself that behind the scenes, in the middle of the show, while I was there, I started getting really, really down on myself, and I was losing my voice. So I started to worry, and my nerves started getting to me, and it was making me perform differently. And I wasn't enjoying performing. I was just too worried. And, you know, I wasn't saying that on TV, or I wasn't really telling everyone that, but I'm very open about it because nerves, they're a real thing. And but it all got better though, because my voice started to get better. So yeah.
Cool.
So in that process, how do you keep yourself from those nerves? How do you get yourself focused especially when it's time to perform?
I don't know. I'm still trying to work on that, but I luckily made it through it every time. My nerves overwhelmed me. It's honestly like I feel like I black out from my nerves, and then I remember what I did like hours later. You know, I don't know. It's hard to explain. It's weird.
I know that from performing, and I think Dave does as well, speaking in front of big audiences and stuff. It's like basically once the camera lights on or it's time to perform when I was a professional wrestler, whatever, the mind of the nerves just went away after the first minute. It's like first couple seconds and you start and you're like, okay, now I'm in the zone. Everything I was thinking about before the camera light went on or performing is like that. Dave, do you agree with me on that? The same kind of feelings? Yeah.
Absolutely. Some of the times that I've been the most nervous, I've spoken to people afterwards. And I says, God, I was so nervous up there. Is really? You didn't even look at. So in essence, we've all learned to become at our worst better than everybody else. And that's why they kept pushing you through.
Yeah. 100% relate.
And then so from American Idol, what's going on now? Can you update your fans since American Idol, what you've been doing? Yeah.
Yeah. So I got signed to the label 19 Records and BMG, and I'm traveling back and forth to LA, and I'm writing and recording some new music. So I'm pumped about that.
That's the cool thing about Idol. You don't have to come in first or second or third or even fourth or fifth. There's people out there because the competition is just getting more and more intense. And it's like, I don't envy the judges for choosing these people. And I don't know how the fans can do it. But, they were so disappointed when you got knocked off that some people said, I'm not watching Idol ever again.
They were
really invested in you.
Oh, that was a good night. Honestly, that night I got eliminated. It was a really good night for me.
So now let's talk about charity pros, and especially talk about charity pros for heroes. And you're going to get the opportunity to perform in front of your hometown. How exciting is that? And tell us about it.
Oh yeah. I'm always excited to perform for my hometown because I did that one time and the energy was absolutely amazing. And I'm so excited to do that again, especially at Hertz. So I'm pumped. And especially with John Fogerty, like, that's nuts.
Yeah. And to be in that opportunity in that environment, and that's, have you performed Hertz before or not?
Have I what?
You performed at Hertz Arena before or is,
no.
Oh yeah. So
nope.
Crowd excitement. How excited are you already talking about who's coming to see you perform and everything and getting it all ready together? What date is it on? November? Because I always get the dates are 20, the 20, which date is it? 20?
Oh gosh. Yeah, me too. I think Hertz is the 21st.
Yeah. 20. So I can go back and check that stuff out. So, but we'll check it out. But again, go to Cherry Pros. You can check that, all that information. But I think it's amazing that you're getting to perform, and also for such a great cause. Right? Wouldn't you agree? The cause is amazing. To what Dave, what Charity Pros is doing for this performance, Charity Pros for Heroes, that Casey's going to be performing, and also a bunch of other people as well, the three nights. Yeah. One night is going to be, again, every night's with John Fogerty, but one night's with Foreigner, another night's with Cheap Trick, and then Casey as well. And so it's an all-star cast, but what's really awesome about it is it's raising money towards the frontline workers who lost their lives for their families, the kids that have been left behind. And how's that feel? I mean, to think about specifically doing this for this charity, it's got to be amazing to be able to be.
Yeah, it really is. Like, I feel like I'm doing a really good thing. And, I heard about it. I'm so excited about it. And then I'm, just getting to perform and then it being for such a good cause, I think it's just going to be such an amazing 3 days.
so many people rise to fame so quickly as you did. And one of the amazing things that most people say is to stay humble. How do you manage to stay humble through all of the fame? And now you're doing this great charity and you're singing with Foreigner and John, how do you stay humble?
I don't know.
You are humble, right?
You definitely are.
I get told I'm humble, but I mean, it's just like, I like humble people. It's just like, I don't think anyone's lower or higher than anyone else, So I don't know.
And I'm sure your family, your parents, you know, told you to be humble, or what advice did they give you when you were going through the whole process? I'm sure they were very supportive.
They always get reminded, stay humble, stay humble. Even when I was like little, but yeah. The advice that they gave me about all this, staying humble, definitely. and pretty much cheesy, but staying true to myself.
It's important to definitely stay pretty true to yourself. So Dave has a question why he's called the caregiver. Go ahead and ask that question, Dave. Then we're going to go and find out where we can find information on Casey, and also talk about, again, where people can go to find information on the concert. Go ahead.
Yeah, I have a website, caregiverdave.com, because I became a caregiver 25 years ago when my wife and I were married just 25 years. We're married almost 47 years now. And she suffered a stroke. She had this headache that turned into a stroke. Lost her speech, became paralyzed. And, you know, after a couple of years of just grieving and, you know, feeling sorry for herself, and finally she just reinvented herself and says, you know, if God kept me here, it must be a reason. So now she's just become an overachiever. She decided to do everything that she's done before, only now with one arm and one leg tied behind her back and basically duct tape over her mouth. And she makes us normal people look like whiners and complainers. And so I wrote a book about caregiving, you know, just helping people to learn to survive, thrive, actually, not just survive. But most caregivers, 30% of caregivers will actually die before their loved ones do. And about 60% will become sicker and need a caregiver of their own. So I say now's the time to learn how to become a caregiver. What kind of caregiving experience have you been exposed to? Or have you, you're probably too young to worry about this, but, you know, one day you might have to be a caregiver to your parents or your grandparents. Have you ever thought about that?
Oh,
you got enough to think about.
Both of my grandmas passed away. They're in a better place now. And, so my whole family, during that time when it was, you know, when it was like coming, you know, we were all caregivers, you know, and, going through the acceptance of it and then still caring for them and trying to maintain your composure. It was a lot, but, I cherish those moments still.
That's cool. See, you never know, Dave. You can check out caregiverdave.com, but you never know who becomes a caregiver, because at a younger age, definitely grandparents, you get to learn that caregiving. So when it's time to care for someone else, you'll be ready. And Casey, where's the best place to connect with you? On Instagram, is that best for people to reach out to you?
Yeah.
Follow you?
On Instagram, I'm on Twitter and sometimes on Facebook. I'm trying my best.
Try to jump in all those different places, but everyone needs to go to thecharitypros.org right now. If they would like to purchase tickets for November 20th, that's going to be again in Tampa, Florida. Estoro, Florida at Hertz Arena on November 21st and then November 23rd in Amway Center in Orlando, Florida. Again, go to thecharitypros.org. Appreciate you guys stopping by. Thanks again, Casey. Best of luck in your career. And I tell you, I wish you all the luck and we're going to be rooting for you. So thanks again.
Thank you so much.
Take care. Casey. All right, guys. That was the Caregiver Dave celebrity segment. Take care.